Good morning, good morning, morning. Welcome back to another episode of Coffee Klipa, Short Format Podcast. We dive into something I'm thinking about this upcoming week. And of course, we have our coffee in hand. Now, some of you guys might be picking up the music on the mic. Class is getting after their workout, crushing it. Top of conversation, something that's fresh in my mind, this idea of cut once and cut deep. And the inspiration came from a conversation I was having with Gabe in regards to a gymmer that I was talking to. But before we get there, I want to talk about this idea of higher, slow, fire, fast. For those of you who are in business, you've probably heard this conversation before. You've probably heard this topic before. You know, hire slow, take your time, make sure they align with your culture, have the right skill sets. But if they are not the right fit, or they're, you know, not the right fit for your culture, or they don't have the skill set you're thinking of, you got to fire them fast. And I think that at times, you know, it's so much easier said than done with some of these things, right? In theory, it makes total sense. Hire slow, find the right person, fire them fast if they're not the right person. In theory, like, it's like, oh yeah, duh. But when you're actually trying to practically apply it, at least for me, when I've tried to practically apply it, it's much easier said than done. And that leads me to this one of cut once and cut deep. Another example of much easier said than done, but I'll share with you what I mean. So over the years at NC Fit and other gyms and other businesses, people get put in tough situations where they have to make difficult decisions for the best interests of their business, their members, and the trajectory and sustainability for the next decade plus. An example of this came up from a gym owner who needed to take all of their members' legacy pricing and bring it up to regular pricing. So instead of people signing up for $100 and their current membership is $200, you know, having everybody at the same price for the same service. Now, we went through this a little bit ago at NC Fit, and it was a tough decision. But we knew for the trajectory of our business, to support our members, to continue to provide for our coaches, we had to make this decision. And that was an example of cut once and cut deep. Just do it, rip the bandaid off, and move forward. But at times, it's hard to do that. You know, as a business owner, you might have multiple different things you need to get done. Let's just say it's removing a class, removing an employee, you name it. And you kind of like belabor it. You kind of do a little bit, then a week later you do a little bit, then a week later you do a little bit. And it just takes mental bandwidth. We are just exhausted because it's difficult conversations, it's difficult decisions. And the recommendation, something I'm telling myself, is that when you've done your due diligence and you truly know it's in the best interest of your business and everybody who supports you to do this decision, just cut once and cut deep, make it happen and move on. And that's the recommendation I'm giving myself. And again, it's easier said than done. Because a lot of times we're making these decisions, whether it was us consolidating from two programs to one, or making everybody pay the same, or you name it, reaffiliation with CrossFit. It's easier said to, you know, cut once and cut deep than it is to be done. But that's the inspiration. If you are a gym owner, if you're a business owner, and you're going through some struggles right now and some challenges, make the decision, make sure it's the right decision, do your due diligence. But once it's made, make it, move on. That's the inspiration. That's what I'm fired up about for this week.